Morning and welcome to the Daily Dose. Asian markets mixed this morning with China again on the fore, posting early losses together with India. Emerging market risk assets continue to show weakness amid global trade tensions and worries over contagion risk from Turkey and Argentina. U.S. futures are steady this morning with U.S. Treasuries holding their strength to yield at 2.85%. Gold below the 1,200 level while crude oil posting small gains to settle at 70.06 and 78.08 on WTI and Brent respectively. The British pound fell to 1.2865 against the US dollar, while the US dollar was gaining against other major world currencies. The Reserve Bank of Australia kept the cash rate at 1.5% as expected. One of the reasons the RBA has given for maintaining stable rates at their record low is the impact a hike is likely to have on consumer spending in a struggling retail market and recovering economy. Turkey's price inflation accelerates to the fastest rate in 15 years. August CPI and PPI inflation accelerated to a 15-year high at 17.9 and 32.1% year-on-year, respectively. And underlying momentum points to further risk to higher inflation. The Central Bank of Turkey did signal higher rates are coming. The concerns remain on how much of policy setting is required to stem and contain capital flows and curtail the Turkish lira weakness. The next policy meeting is on September 13th. Abu Dhabi banks to consolidate. Abu Dhabi Commercial Bank, Union Bank, Union National Bank and Al Hilal State Link banks are in talks to merge and consolidate. An agreement could be reached as soon as this month if talks are successful. We consider this as a move in the right direction with building cost synergies and efficiencies. Expansion of the United Arab Emirates non-oil private sector slowed to a five-month low in August as total employment shrank for the first time on record. The seasonally adjusted Emirates NBD UAE Purchasing Managers Index, which covers manufacturing and services, fell to 55.0 last month from 55.8 in July. Indian government bonds edged lower, tracking higher crude oil prices and after the rupee fell to yet another record low against the dollar yesterday. The yield on the benchmark 7.17% bond maturing in 2028 sold off 6 basis and is trading at a yield of 8.004%. Argentina unveiled plans on Monday to raise export taxes on grains and slash the number of government ministries in a bid to balance its budget next year. As President Macri seeks a deal with the IMF to accelerate a $50 billion loan program. Thank you and have a great day.